A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
It's just one of those where that's what I talk with the young men that are in this group that we have. It's like, you know what your values are and live by those values. There's you know, it's incredibly important and incredibly powerful to decide what values are you going to live by. Because the world's trying to convince you to live by other values, but to be able to say, all right, what are the values you're giving yourself permission to choose?
Today's episode is all about purpose, clarity, and giving yourself permission to start. I'm joined by Mitch Matthews, speaker, coach, and encourager, who challenges us to stop playing small and step boldly into our God-given calling. Get ready to be inspired and reminded that your dreams matter. Let's get into it.
You've been hoping to see the light, your words of light keep holding on, 'cause it's golden and he is calling you, you're chosen.
All right, everybody, thank you for joining us again for another episode of the Servant Leader Coach's Bible Study. I am your host, Coach Chelsea, and I'm super excited anytime I get the opportunity and a chance just to bring you all another amazing servant leader so that we can continue to grow and learn and give the blueprint to what servant leadership looks like. And today's speaker, today's guest is not going to be any different. Before we dive in, guys, I'm going to give you the scripture for today, and it comes from Ephesians 2 and 10. And it says that for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You know, we were created with intention, guys, and we were designed by God even before we knew ourselves in our mother's womb. And I think that this scripture is so fitting for the servant leader that's going to come on today. Mitch Matthews is the guest that we have on, and I am so impressed with Mitch. He's a success coach. He's a speaker. He's the creator of the top 1% podcast, Dream, Think, Do, where he helps high-achieving leaders and entrepreneurs dream bigger, think better, and do more. Basically, what they were put on this planet to do. He's worked with so many different individuals, and he has a proven process that helps professionals turn their experience into a coaching and speaking business that the key to this is that they actually love to do. I've been talking to Mitch before we got on. His energy is infectious. I already know that he is going to be a blessing to those that hear. So I'm going to stop running my mouth and I'm going to pass the torch to Mitch to say hello to our listeners. And we're going to get this conversation started today.
Coach Chelsea, it is such an honor. It's so much fun to be here with you. I feel like we're fast friends and I cannot wait to see where this conversation goes.
Listen, man, I agree. I tell people one of the beautiful blessings I've had over and over is when I'm a part of these podcasts, I feel like I've been in a 5-year professional development series that has ceased to end. And I have grown so many family and friendships that you would feel like you were right next door to me. And so I'm glad to just add you in the ranks, man. I truly am.
I love it. I think that's honestly, I think what you're doing with this is a little taste to heaven, right? And the same thing with Dream Think Do. It's like, it's the chance to connect and get to dive deep with people. I think it's kind of what God wants us to taste and say, see, this is going to be awesome. This is awesome. Heaven right here. God's kingdom right here.
So, I love that. Yeah. I love that. And you know, your joy and just your passion is so refreshing, and you can hear it just on first conversation. And so I know that you love what you do. And so diving right in, man, I just want to know, we know that you coach high achievers on a daily basis. When did you first realize that this was your calling?
Yeah, well, it's such a great question. It's such a fun thing because I get to work with a lot of young adults as well in a ministry that we have at our church called Revive. And it's interesting because I think I talk with so many of the young adults that we have, talk with them about purpose. And we talk about, you know, I think they want to know, like, what's my purpose? What does God want me to do? And I'll say, well, what's interesting is I might ask, what's your purpose in this season? Mm. And the reason why I say that is that seems to free them up, because a lot of them are, sometimes they're in their first job or they're just starting their career and they're in such an anxious wrestling match saying, did I pick the right track? Did I pick the right career? Am I doing what God put me on the planet to do? And it's like, well, what's beautiful is God can work through anything, My career is an example of that, right? But oftentimes God will show us our purpose as we go. He rarely shows us our purpose when we're parked.
Ooh.
He usually shows us purpose when we're moving. And so what's interesting about this is I will definitely say, I feel like I'm walking out my purpose in this season. Mm. But in earlier seasons, I had tastes of what I'm doing right now, but those were right for that season. So I was kind of a weird kid, Chelsea. And so I was kind of extreme. I still am. But, you know, as a kid, I got really fascinated with bicycles. And so I lived in a small town in Iowa, and there was one bike shop in town. It was Marty Schwinn Cyclery. And so I just did whatever I could the summer of my 13th year to just hang out at the bike shop as much as I could. So I swept the alley. I dusted down bikes. I painted trash cans. I mowed the owner's lawn without his permission. Whatever it was that could allow me to be in the bike shop and not get arrested. And I loved it. And he hired me at the end of that summer. He and his wife hired me. And I say to this day, I had my first dream job at 13. And what's interesting is I loved bicycles, and I look back now and go, oh, wow, God does have a plan. It looks obvious now when we look back. But what was interesting was what got me in that shop was a fascination and a passion for bicycles. Once I got in the shop and I started working there, I fell in love with entrepreneurship. And I didn't know it at the time, but I do think, and this is something I say all the time, especially with Dream Think Do as our podcast, I always say that dreams tend to have back doors. Mm. So my dream had been, oh, if I could just work at the bike shop, that would be amazing because I loved bikes. And I thought if I work there, I'll get a discount. I'll be around bikes all the time. But once I got in there, the back door to that dream was falling in love with entrepreneurship. And that really did start kind of the next season of my dream journey and kind of my purpose pursuit was to then fall in love with entrepreneurship and learn all I could learn about entrepreneurship. And so I did that all through high school, all through college, and then came out, decided that I should probably go into corporate. I've always heard, you know, the best ways to get trained on things that you want to do is go get a job where they do it and they'll pay you to learn. And so that's what I did. I went into business-to-business sales, and then I went into pharmaceutical sales. And I always knew I wanted to come back to entrepreneurship someday, but I had a good run in the pharmaceutical world and got promoted into the kind of my last season in the pharmaceutical world is I got promoted into a bad fit job. Mm. And I knew it within days of taking this promotion. It wasn't a bad job. It was just a bad fit for me. And I knew it almost immediately. And I'll be perfectly honest. I was a little mad at God. right? Like you, I feel like you called me into this thing, right? Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that God, I don't believe that God causes problems in our world and definitely in each of our lives, but I think he redeems the shiznits out of mistakes and problems and all of those things. And he used that season to wake that passion for entrepreneurship back up in my heart. And so that season, I still, you know, I brought excellence. I hit all my numbers. I did everything I was supposed to do and then some, but I also started my business on the side, which was a training business of coaching and speaking and all these things. And I thought it was probably going to be a 5 to 10 year run to get that up and running. But through God's blessing and some hard work, we were able to get that up and running in 2 years and I've been full-time coaching, speaking, creating online content since 2002. And we haven't had to look back, which is amazing. So that was a very long response to a short question.
Nah, I think it was so fitting because one, you dropped so many nuggets in there that I don't even know. I'm a huge person. I'm old school. Someone me, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Come on.
Because correct. Because it hits, as my kids would say, that one hit different. And I think there's so many things in there. But one of the things that got me, there's a servant leader that's been on a couple of years ago. And he would also always say, God will bless your hustle.
Yeah.
So when you mentioned that, you know, he can't bless us and help us when we're in park, he typically helps us navigate those things. We're in motion.
Yep.
Right. I tell my young ladies every day, the word tells us faith without works is dead. You could say you want to win. I want to win. But if I don't ever see you putting in the extra work outside of practice, I can't believe that. There's no way I can believe that. And so when you said that, it just kind of struck a chord because I do believe that faith and actually movement, as you said, ignites his will to say, come on, I got you. He trying.
That's exactly right. It is so good that way. Right. And it's beautiful in that I do believe that God, you know, believes in rest for us. I mean, that's what the Sabbath is for. We are definitely supposed to rest at times God said, hey, take a break. But what's interesting is that so often when we feel unsure, we think the best thing to do is just stop.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is I don't believe there are, you know, God calls us to blind leaps of faith all the time. But I do believe that he calls us to small steps of faith.
Come on.
Almost all the time, right? Come on. And sometimes that's stepping into your freaking Monday, and other days that could be changing jobs or reaching out or asking for something, all that stuff. So I do believe that God invites us into small steps of faith all the time and meets us right there in it.
I'm like thrown because first of all, you know how you have those moments where it's like confirmation, like ding, ding, ding. I know.
Yeah.
I was speaking yesterday to a youth group. And one of the things that I prayed, I was like, what am I supposed to say to them? And I was speaking about the story of Gideon, right?
Yeah, come on.
And I laughed because the young man that was, you know how you speak to a crowd, you get this, you speak often, and there's always somebody that's looking you directly in your face. And you know, we're taught to pan the crowd, but every time you circle back, the same person is like
captivated.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's locked in. I hope I'm saying something. But I laugh because that was so many of us, right? Even with you starting your side business, that's now your main focal point, your main business. We always sit there and we're like, God, are you sure? Like, I know you're telling me to do this, but look what you gave me. And I had the kids laugh and I'm like, God told Gideon he's about to go defeat this army with jars. Yeah. And trumpets, right? These people have
send everybody home. Send everybody home first, right? And then
32,000. You need 300. I'm gonna take 2,900 away. You're good. 29,000 away. This is what you have.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna give you a jar and a trumpet, and you're good. And so often, much like what you said, that's how daily we think about things. Like, God, I hear you, but are you sure? Are you sure?
Right.
You give me the proper tools to move through this thing. And so I laugh because you use this term permission. And I love that. Like when I was just reading up on you and I'm like, oh, we have to dive into that. Talk a little bit about how when you coach, when you speak on your podcast, how you utilize permission to help young leaders and business professionals recognize what that means and how to utilize that to help them succeed within their own private sectors.
Yeah. Permission in and of itself is such an important concept because especially for high achievers, like you're saying, You know, I work with successful executives and leaders and entrepreneurs and founders. And what's interesting about success, because I know, you know, you are developing young leaders, amazing athletes, high achievers. That's who's listening, right? But what's interesting is that success is important, right? We want to excel. We want to bring excellence. We want to do our best. But sometimes when we do that, it brings success, which is a wonderful fruit of working hard, right? I think God wants us to achieve that. He wants us to be a curiosity. Like I truly believe, like I am a missionary in the biggest mission field on the planet, which is the marketplace. And one of the best ways that I can be a missionary is, you know, to know my Bible, right? But most often, more so, bring excellence, love people well, meet people right where they're at, all of those things.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Things, right? What's interesting about success, though, is that oftentimes when we achieve success, whether it's in business or athletics or education, is oftentimes we don't want to break it, right? And that's where success can start to become dangerous. And that's something I talk with my executives and leaders about all the time, is that we do want to sustain success. But when we start to worry about breaking it more than innovating, trying something new, going to that next level, that's where we have to really be careful. And that can also permeate into our lives. I've worked with a lot of leaders who achieved success and now they felt stuck because they didn't want to change anything. They also didn't want to make a mistake or, you know, be seen as a novice in some area because they're kind of seen as success, right? And so that can be really dangerous. So I always say permission, so much of going to the next level, whether it's in life or in business, in sports, it starts with giving ourselves permission to begin, right? Because we can't wait for somebody to pick us. You know, so often in sports, we have to wait for somebody to pick us, right? And then so often in business, we have to wait for somebody to pick us, right? Whether they give us a job or put us on a team or all of those things. And that's a natural part of a lot of the processes that we have to navigate. But oftentimes when it comes to pursuing a dream or doing something at the next level or you know, changing your life, it starts with giving ourselves permission. It's not waiting for somebody to give us permission. It's giving ourselves permission. And I truly believe that God invites us into that. You know, I love the story of Joshua. I love Gideon and I love Joshua. I love Joshua in the Old Testament. And, you know, Joshua, what's beautiful about Joshua is you know this story. He and Caleb were one of 12 scouts, two of 12 scouts that went into the promised land. They got to scout out the promised land and Moses sent them in. They had God's permission to do it. They came back and Caleb and Joshua said, "It's awesome.
Yep.
Let's go. God says it's ours. Let's do it." And 10 of the scouts were like, "It is cool. But there's giants and yes, the grapes are the size of watermelons, but have you seen the walled cities? all these things, right? And so they said no to the promised land. Mm-hmm. And I always say, Lord, give me a 2-scout heart, not a 10-scout heart, right? I want to give myself permission to say yes to what you're doing. But it does start, it starts with ourselves giving ourselves that permission because, you know, in some ways it starts with allowing yourself to say, hey, I may look like I don't know what I'm doing. I may make some mistakes, but we start with that permission to say, you know what? I'm going where God's calling me. And what I love about that is the continuation, as you know, 40 years later, Joshua is now in charge of all the Israelites and the messy humanity of the Israelites. God says it's time to take him into the promised land. Joshua has been prepared. You know, he went from a very young leader to now 40 years of leading and being a warrior and all of this stuff. And it says in Joshua 1, 3 different times, he's on the border. He's on the brink of stepping into the promised land. 3 different times, God has to say to him, hey, be bold and courageous, Joshua, because I'm with you.
Yeah.
Now, when you think about that, what I love about that is God, you know, like you don't encourage somebody to be bold and courageous if they're already bold and courageous.
Right. Yeah.
You encourage somebody to be bold and courageous if they're scared out of their mind, right?
That's correct.
And so what I love about that story right there in front of everybody is God saying, hey, Joshua, I know you're afraid, but be bold and courageous and not, you know, be bold and courageous, not just because you're a talented leader. Be bold and courageous, not just because you're a talented warrior. He was both of those things. God said, be bold and courageous because I'm with you wherever you go. And so Joshua had to give himself permission to say, all right, God, I'm stepping. And I don't know what the next day is, but I'm stepping today. And so I do believe that so much of following God, being, you know, living at our best, living our purpose, all of those things begins with a yes and giving yourself permission to step.
I say, Mitch, I don't know if you know this, but where I come from, right? When people say things good, we find stuff and you might find something thrown at you. Okay. And so that's why you may see me turning because that's virtual, right? But I would be throwing some at you or nudging you if you were beside me because
I will wear sunglasses or like safety glasses the next time we're in the same room. I love it.
Because that is so good. And it is just so profound because this has been legitimately the space that God truly has kept me in when I'm talking to young people. Right.
Yeah.
And young at heart. That's what I try to say, because all of the things, just like Joshua. And like I said, I've been on that Gideon road, even most recently as even yesterday, but the same words hung true. I will be with you.
I'll be with you.
I would Every not step. Maybe I'll show up a little bit later if you need me.
That's exactly. You right? do great. I'll see you on the other side. Right. Like best of luck, buddy. Go for it.
But I will be with you. And it's amazing because much like Joshua and much like many of the individuals in the Bible, much like our own lives, when it's time to do the thing or when it's time to actually cash in on our promise or show our boldness, that's when the crew around us, you turn around and you're like, wait, where y'all going?
Exactly.
Wait, I thought y'all were
10 scout heart versus 2 scout heart. That's right. Like you look at that math, that plays out a lot. In
there you go.
Lives.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And it's like, is the math mathing right now? And I love how even, you know, I told the young people yesterday, I said, that's God's way of showing you too, who's for you and who's not. You know, it's amazing how that happens and everyone can't go with you where God is trying to send you. And so this helps me when you said it and why I want to throw things is because it shifted me to where I wanted to go with you next. And you segued, it was just so perfect. Oftentimes we know this in life that there are places that we have to go, assignments that God has called us to, that everyone cannot go with us. And sometimes that causes, rather it be, you know, intentionally or just kind of intuitively or organically, there has to be a new tribe set in place, a new circle. One of the ways I would call it is I say, who sits at the seats at my table, right? I saw something on a meme before say, who would be the pallbearers in your life, right? So there's shifting sometimes in our life that also requires a new circle. Talk to us a little bit about that, because so often people hold on to the old, which can kind of place an inhibit our next steps to the future.
Yep. I love that. It's such an important conversation. I will tell you, Chelsea, I've never heard that question. Who could be your pallbearers? Like that one's like, whoo, I'd throw some at you now, right? Come on. Like, I love that. So yeah. So when we talk about permission, I talk with my executives, my clients, you know, young leaders that I work with, all of this. And one of the permissions that we have to give ourselves is sometimes to develop a new tribe. Because what's interesting is that when people start to step out and step into what God calls them to, they step out into a bigger dream, there's going to be a few of your friends that will stick with you, just like you were saying. And again, I think I didn't know we were going to go here, but this is perfect. Like, it is that 10 scout versus 2 scout rule. Like, and what's interesting about that story of Joshua and Caleb is that not only did Joshua and Caleb have to say yes, but they also had to risk being stoned.
Come on.
Right? Like the other 10 scouts didn't just say no, they said, kill them. Right? Like, I mean, it's incredible. And I'm so grateful for the Bible. I will tell you, if I was in charge of the Bible, there would probably be, you know, 75% of it would be removed because humanity looks so bad. Right. But I'm so grateful that God kept all of it in there. Cause it's like, yep, humans, we be messy. We're really messy. And that 10 scout versus 2 scout thing happens oftentimes when we step into a big dream, because oftentimes when we step into something bigger, into something God calls us to, into a change, oftentimes, you know, again, you'll have a few that the 2 scout heart will stick with you, but you'll have some that your change makes them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Not because it's wrong. It's because your change reminds them they should be changing and they're not. And that annoys them. Now, they don't always know that's what is annoying them. They just feel attention. And so they're frustrated by you because you're doing something that they probably know, even at a subconscious level, they know they should be doing. And it might not be a job choice that you made. It might not be a team choice that you made, but they know they should be changing something too, and they're not. And you changing, that creates tension, that creates stress for them. And so they will be bothered. I will say, I'd love to say it only happens in the corporate world, but my wife and I, as our business was growing, we got thrown out of a small group at our church because our business had grown so much. Our lives were changing. This group really liked everybody being kind of in the same world all the time. And our life was changing. So we were both traveling a lot more and exciting things were happening. God was inviting us in, but it was making them feel really uncomfortable. And so we got home from a business trip and they had one of those intervention meetings. Like, we walked into our friend's house, they'd invited us over, and all of a sudden we see this, you know, circle of chairs sitting there going, I've heard of interventions, but we've never been in one. Like, who's getting the intervention? And then all of a sudden my wife and I realized, those chairs are for us. Right. And it was a really interesting thing. And what's interesting about it, I will say, you know, hindsight's 2020, that those friends now have come back to us years later and apologized. They were like, hey, your changes were making us uncomfortable. And that discomfort blinded us. It frustrated us. You know, it basically are, you know, what you and I both love, neuroscience, right? Yes. And our brain, often there's a part of our brain that is there designed specifically to keep us safe. It's the amygdala, but the amygdala often will identify something that feels different as wrong. And so the amygdala often will say, well, something's changing. Is there something wrong? Right. And your amygdala will scan the horizon to look if something's broken or something, you know, is amiss. But oftentimes it's like, well, it's not wrong. It's just different. And so that's been something that's really been important, to be able to say, okay, how do we give ourselves permission to build a new tribe? And you know, hey, part of it is discernment. Part of it is praying, because sometimes your friends may actually have a good word for you.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, hey, you know, they want to talk with you, and it's good to talk with them about these kinds of things. But at the same time, you know, those ride or die friends that are willing to say, hey, let's have the hard conversation. Let's talk it out. And I'm with you, you know, let's go. Right. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I do think, to your point, especially young athletes, young leaders, when we feel at risk of being kicked out of a tribe, that can feel like the biggest potential danger of our lives. But to go, no, wait, sometimes I might in fact be in the wrong tribe, or it wasn't always a bad tribe, but for this next season, I need to step into a new tribe, or I need to build a new tribe. And that can make all the difference. The most successful people are intentional with who they surround themselves with.
Oh, that is so good.
That is such an important subject.
It is. Now, at the beginning of every school year, one of the things that a couple of us do, is we love to encourage our students to think. I feel that is a lost art on so many of the levels, not just students. Everything is so microwave, right? I can Google it. I can AI it. I can all the things. And it's like, would you just even think? Like sometimes I see them get ready to do an assignment and they immediately start to Google. And I'm like, did you even read the question? Like, did you stop to see if maybe, just maybe before any intervention, I know it. And so we'll do an activity where we'll have like a box and it's just filled with different things. There is no directions there. We don't give any prompting. We just place them in a group with a box of things. And we know what the things can do once they come together, but it's about 2 to 3 options. And we just say, here's 30 minutes on the board, go. And you see these amazing, beautiful minds literally just go kaput because they refuse to actually think.
Yep.
But the beautiful part is probably around minute 15, where they recognize half of their time is gone. And now the real leaders and thinkers, because we never let them choose their own groups. We already kind of put them together with what we know. We never let them choose. And you start to see the real leaders emerge that'll say things like, hey, come on, y'all. We only got 15 minutes left. Look, what if maybe we did this? And what's funny, it is never the groups that have the friends. It's always the groups where maybe it's the person you're with that you probably would have never paired with on your own, changing your circle. Sometimes changes your whole viewpoint. But the other portion that I love about it is God a lot of times will place you in circles that will elevate your belief and where you can go and what you can do.
Yep. It is a both and, right? It is searching those groups out and creating those groups.
Yeah.
I love that. And a big part of that is the permission too.
Yeah.
Because we have to give ourselves permission to seek those groups out because they're not always radically apparent. And sometimes you have to try different groups. You have to try different things. But also, oh my gosh, like we want to be included. And I will say I'm old, man. I got gray hair up here, right? When I didn't grow up with group texts. But I know like that we are really living in an elevated time where the risk of being kicked out feels very real. And what's interesting is I love neuroscience. I love psychology. There's a school of thought called evolutionary psychology. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it, but it's interesting. It's not evolution of species and those kinds of things. Evolutionary psychology looks at how the human brain has developed over time. And I think they do a really good job of even isolating some of the ways that God has worked in our minds, how he's prepared us, all those things. But one of the things that evolutionary psychology talks about is it talks about comparison. And it talks about evolutionary psychology says that some comparison is good. Specifically, they talk about upward and downward comparison. There is an element of upward and downward comparison that is healthy. It's actually based on, you know, years ago when you lived in a village where just outside the village, it was lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. But in the village, you were safe. And so upward and downward comparison was you would be able to look around and say, am I bringing value to the tribe? Am I bringing value so that, I'm a living, breathing, healthy member of this community and so that I won't get kicked out, right? And it's funny because like you look at shows like Survivor, they've basically put this on steroids, but it's the exact example of saying, all right, am I checking the right boxes to stay in the group? Am I doing the right things to make sure I stay in the tribe? And evolutionary psychologists say to a point, a little bit of comparison's good. Like to be able to say, okay, am I doing okay? Am I bringing value? Am I loving well? Am I bringing excellence? Those kinds of things can be good to a point. But if you're constantly worried about getting voted off the island or kicked out of the tribe, that's in some ways, evolutionary psychologists will even tell you, if you're constantly worried that you're going to get kicked out of the tribe, you may very well be in the wrong tribe.
Mm. Wow.
So some comparison is good to be able to say, hey, am I bringing value? Am I loving well? Am I bringing excellence? But if you are constantly feeling like you're on the bubble where you're potentially getting kicked out, if that's your first response to that group text you're in, that, am I going to say the wrong thing and get booted? Evolutionary psychologists would say, instead of worrying about getting kicked out, I'd say look for a new tribe, because that should not be how you feel all the time.
No, not within a circle.
Right?
Not within.
And it's like your table, right? It's like you're talking about. Like, and I know I'm an introvert by nature. I love people, but I'm an introvert. And I know that I get filled up. I got to have some quiet time to get filled up. I need a little alone time, a little me time, all that. I'm married. I love spending time with my wife. I have a really good friend. We have coffee every Friday at 6 a.m. We've done it for 18 years, right? He's one of my, it's weird to say, but he's one of my pallbearer type people, right? Like all those kind of things, right? Like it's true. Like we'll see who goes first, but right? But it's that thing of being able to say, hey, listen, I have certain friends that I am connected with. I love all of those things, but I know for me, like my wife, if she said, hey, we need to talk about this, or if my friend, his name is Travis, like we have agreed, you get to know anything and everything about my life. And it's one of those that either one of them said, hey, I'm concerned about the decision you're making. Mm-hmm. I would stop immediately. I might put up a little bit of a fight. You know what I mean? I might be grumpy for a day, but I will absolutely listen. But I know, you know, when you're growing a business or growing a life, mm-hmm. some people's input, I can say, hey, I appreciate what you're saying,
right.
And I will take that to the Lord, and we're done with this conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's deciding, hey, who's going to be in the inner tribe, that inner circle? Who are those people that I'm going to live with, but maybe they don't have that inner circle. They don't have those conversation rights. And then there's going to be certain people, like a lot of the people on social, where it's like, hey, I appreciate it. If you're in, you're in. If you're not, that's fine. But I'm moving forward and I don't really care. Like I can care about you and also not care about what you think.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
At all.
Yeah. Like I feel the same way, right? If you don't carry weight, I'm not saying right. I'm not listening, but
right.
oftentimes the things that you say will probably align with that level of weight.
Yep.
So I could.
And I will say though, like I my heart hurts for young people right now. I mean, it's just amazing. We were looking at data for depression rates and anxiety rates.
Yeah.
And, it's one of those that I like social media use, smartphones, all of that. There is so much good, but there's also a lot of caution that should walk along with that. Right. And to be able to say, that's going to be a part of the permission. We don't get to talk about a whole lot, but in some ways, the permission to not be cool is okay.
I tell them all the time, I'm a cool nerd. And I'm okay with that. I'm like, I'm okay with that. And they're like, you know, that is a good description. It is. Because
it is.
Every now and again, I throw some things there like, here she go, right? You know, it's like, we'll be here and I can pop out and pop right back in. And they're like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? But I'm okay with that. I love that, you know, so I think that's perfect, especially in this space and time that we're in, where it's so easy to follow the masses. There to be. There.
And you do see those people who have given themselves freedom to have that inner circle, right? But not to try to please everyone. And it's interesting. You see those people walk in freedom. And I will say that freedom, I don't know if there's a better word, but that, that freedom, there is, like, you know, God would call it charis, you know, just like there's something to that, that is alluring. Right. And it's funny. Cause I, you know, in high school, I grew up in a small town. And so everybody drank, everybody, I mean, there was drugs through our whole high school, all that stuff. But for whatever reason, a youth pastor had kind of taken me in and mentored me every week. And so I just decided, I cussed like a sailor, but I just decided I wasn't going to drink and do drugs. And what's funny is that, you know, some of the popular kids, you know, they'd make fun of me sometimes, you know, like, you know, I didn't get invited to all the parties, all those things, but I'll never forget probably one of the most popular, if not the most popular kid in our class came to me on the second to the last day of our senior year. And he's like, hey, I just want to tell you, I really respect the way you've lived. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I just want to say that I really didn't enjoy a lot of my high school. And he said, you always looked like you were having fun. And I'm like, I have had a lot of fun. I was like, I was shocked by this conversation, but he just pulled me aside and he's like, I just feel like I owe you that. And he'd been one of the ones that made fun of me, but it was just one of those where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it my way. And, you know, see how it falls out. And it is, it's that thing of just being able to say, especially I can say, I wouldn't have been able to do that without faith, right? Without knowing that, you know, God loved me and that God was at work in my life. And so I could, you know, I grew up a worrier, like ninja level, black belt level worrier as a little kid in elementary school. I worried myself sick to the point of confounding doctors, right? Like 2 weeks sick was one of my worst and doctors didn't know, but it was stress. It was worry. And I can tell you that God ushered me into a sense of peace in high school where I started to walk in more peace. I didn't fully understand it, but I started to walk in more peace. And that was totally from my faith.
I love that. You know, it's such a beautiful thing when you can have those full circle moments like that.
Yeah.
That give confirmation, if you will. And it's like, you're like, I don't know if I needed that, but now that I got it.
Right.
I did need that.
Exactly. I'll take it. I was like, I'll take two scoops of that. And what's funny now is, you know, you've probably had this. I'm older than you, but it's like to be able to go to a family or a class reunion now. And I know this, you know, this starts to, like, it's funny because he was wildly popular in high school, right? And has gone on to live a very fruitful life. He's got a good family. He's had a nice career, all those things. We've never really had a great conversation at a reunion, but we always make eye contact, like,
gotcha, buddy.
You know?
Yep, I see.
Yeah, right? Like that knowing, like, Yep. We had that moment. Right. And it's like, okay. And yeah, it's just one of those where that's what I talk with the young men that are in this group that we have. It's like, you know what your values are and live by those values. There's, you know, it's incredibly important and incredibly powerful to decide what values are you going to live by? Because the world's trying to convince you to live by other values, but to be able to say, all right, what are the values you're giving yourself permission to choose? Now, I will say, you know, the Bible's got great values in it, right? Like, and I truly believe that God gives us rules, not because he's, you know, grumpy and doesn't want us to have fun. I truly believe that God gives us guidelines and rules because he doesn't want us to have the pain that comes from the sin. It's not like he's waiting to zap us. I think he is the loving father that he says he is. And he's actually trying to keep us out of the traps of sin. Like he knows the pain that comes with sin. And he's just trying to keep us out of that. And what I love is like Jesus is wildly clear that he said, I came so that you could have life and have it abundantly. And what I love about it is the life there. You've probably talked about this on the podcast before, but the life, the word life there is Zoe, which is the absolute best, right? And then the word abundantly is a Greek word called perosis, which is exceedingly abundantly beyond, right? And Paul actually points to that same same word and that same promise in Ephesians 3, where he talks about that if we could understand how much God loves us, which we'll never fully be able to grasp, but if we could, we would be able to do exceedingly abundantly, again, that perosis word, we would be able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what we could hope, dream, or imagine. And that's what God wants for us. He wants us to have this amazing freaking life that makes people go, what's going on over there?
Right?
Like he doesn't want us to be a bunch of grumpy people judging everybody. He wants us to live this amazing freaking life that makes people go, that looks pretty good. What's going on over there? That's, you know, it. And to see it. Like when my hope is when they would come over and see what's going on, they would see a bunch of people loving well, bringing true joy, being gracious to one another, having fun, but also bringing innovation, bringing the best, right? So that's what I want to see more of in the world. And I think it starts with us.
Could not have said it any better. I laugh because I always tell people, and it is, it's almost like, just like it's perfect. It's alignment. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's alignment.
Yep.
But I do, it's just, his name is Chris Kreider. He's a coach. He's been on a podcast and he is such a mild mannered young man. And
love
he
it.
Would say, you know, I don't know. I just feel servant leadership is, you know, living my life in a way where people are just like, there's nothing ever wrong with that guy. He said, and you and I know that that's not the truth. But the light they see in me is just so compelling that it's just like, I want that, you know? And I laugh because I'm always like, anytime my brother-in-law or there are other people in my family, like you sit down and you order and everybody's looked at the same menu. Okay. And so you sit down and you order, then the food comes, you're talking, the food comes and it's like, where was that menu? Right. You're looking all over the table. Like, how'd you get that? I want that. And I always say that we should strive to be that, right?
Yep.
To be the very thing that pulls people. I may have something, but there is something over there. You got like an extra portion or extra dose.
That's exactly
that
right.
I didn't even know that could be possible. Where'd you get it from? Because I'm a part of that. I want in on that.
Yep.
And that's
I love that.
Should be as lights all the time. Oh. All the time. So I don't know how you keep smiling. I don't know how you keep going. I don't know where you got that
triple
dose with added bacon and a cherry pop.
But what is it? How'd you get the bacon? Like, what's going on with that? Cream sauce too? Come on.
It? Look, and they sauced it. And they sauced the bacon.
It's true. But, you know, and I love that. And that's the other beautiful thing about that too is, and I talked with another group of young leaders last week about this too, in that God wants that. He wants us to have it authentically. He doesn't want us to fake it. We talked about last week with this group of young leaders, the word persona. And persona, you probably heard, like your listeners have probably heard that word, but it's basically Latin for mask. And a persona is one of those things that we try to maintain that kind of basically it's what we think the world wants us to be, as opposed to functioning as we actually are. And it doesn't mean like going to work and you know, putting on a good attitude even when you don't feel it, or showing up for practice and like giving it your all even when you don't feel like it. It's trying to be somebody that you're not, to in some ways not, you know, get voted out of the tribe. And I told this story of when I wrestled with persona. And by the way, when somebody's, you know, trying to maintain a persona, generally they're the only person that actually believes the persona is working. Everybody else knows it's like, that's not really this person, right? But I know for me, what's funny is that when we launched our company and I got to quit my bad fit job in the pharmaceutical world, I also had to give up my company car, which was a very nice car. And I, for the first time, got to go out and buy my own car for me and our business and all of that. And I readily admitted to this group of young leaders, I made that choice based on persona. And the way I know it now is when I look back, I didn't say to myself, hey, what kind of car, what kind of vehicle would I like to own? The question I asked myself is, what would a successful person drive? And so I went out and chose the car based on what I thought a successful person would drive. And what I landed on was a turn signal red Mercedes.
Okay.
Now it was used. It was beautiful. And my wife looked super hot driving it. I'll totally admit it. Right. But I picked that car not because I wanted a Mercedes. I picked that car because I thought, you know what? That's what successful people look like when they pull up to the coffee shop. Right. Now, I think in God's great sense of humor is it was used. It was beautiful, but it was used. And what's interesting is within 2 weeks of having that car, it started dropping oil and nobody could fix it. And what's funny about that is I bought this car so that I could pull up to the coffee shop in the front row and say, look, everybody, I have arrived. Like, I am super successful. And what's funny is I wind up having to park in the very back row of the parking lot because whenever I would pull away, there would be this oil spot underneath that car, right? And I think God's great sense of humor is like, I love you, kiddo. He wasn't mad at me for making the decision. He knew I'd made that decision for the wrong reasons, for persona, not because I wanted to. But it was great because he was like, hey, kiddo, don't make decisions that way. Yeah. Talk to me about everything. I want you to have the best. I want you to live your best life, but I want you to live your best life. I don't want you to try to live somebody else's life. And what's beautiful is then we started to have the conversation, like, what car do you want? Like, what car would you enjoy? Which then I landed on a Jeep Wrangler, which was like, I mean, that was just heaven for me, right? And so I was able to replace the Mercedes with a Jeep Wrangler and stayed with the Wrangler for about 15 years, which is awesome. But it's that thing of God wants us to live authentically. And so I say that, like, I do, I want everybody to live their absolute best lives, but I don't want them to have to fake it. I want them to actually live their best life.
That's so good. I love that. And you do a great job of kind of, I mean, you help me, like, you make this so easy because it just kind of navigates its way into what's at the tip of my tongue to ask next. Right.
Yeah. And I love it.
One of the other things we kind of got to tap on before we close out of here is the authority bridge. Right.
Yes.
And I just, when reading up on you and got introduced to you, I love that because I think everything that we've been talking about paints the picture of why you move, how you move, and how God has placed you into these different facets of your life and your business, right? So can we talk a little bit about the authority bridge, but more importantly, how you help move people from hesitation to confidence within your coaching?
Yeah, I love that. So Authority Bridge is a relatively new program that we started a couple years ago. I've been a coach full-time since 2002. And then in 2006, other coaches started noticing what we were doing was actually working. So they're like, teach us what you're doing. And so we did. And then we brought all of that training online in 2011. So we've been able to help thousands of coaches and speakers, which is truly an honor. And I really believe that is kind of one of the things that I believe God calls me as an encourager of encouragers. And so it's truly when I'm functioning in that identity, I'm kind of unstoppable. When I start to get out of that identity, I start to wear out pretty quickly. But what's interesting, a couple years ago, God said, hey, you know, kind of directed me and said, think about the people that you've done the best work with, people that have had the most success. And I did. I just started to think through. I thought it was a gratitude exercise. And then he was like, look for the common threads, look for the processes. And what was interesting was I started to see, and this was, I love that God is a God of love. And God is a God of systems. He is a God of sequence, right? And he proves that over and over and over again. I mean, if you look at how the earth spins at just the right, you know, speed and at the right axis, at the perfect distance from the sun, you're like, of course, God is a God of systems and sequence. But he loves patterns. And so he guided me to this. And I started to realize that there was a pattern that we were seeing with a lot of the folks we were working with. To help them grow in their authority. And that can't be faked. There is a process to that. And a lot of the folks that we work with then go on to be coaches, speakers, consultants, and in many cases, add that to what they're currently doing and just do it on the side. And some of those folks eventually do that full time and that's all they do. And anything is okay as long as they're operating in what they're called to do and who they're called to be. And so we just, we wind up walking them through that process, and we have a three-phase process for that. But what's beautiful about it is it starts with phase one is something we call covered authority. And that is you start basically by bringing value, by teaching from your journey. You don't have to make some big announcement that you're doing something new. You just start doing it. You just start to deliver and start to do it on a consistent basis. I mean, that's one of the things you're doing with this podcast is you are bringing tons of value. You are connecting people. You are learning and teaching from what you're learning, right? And that's a beautiful thing. I always say, when you teach from the journey, you never run out of content. You'll see people teach from the destination. Those people run out of content, right? Those people have to convince everybody they got it all figured out. But when you teach from the journey, you can never stop teaching because you're always learning. And so I always say covered authority is when you start to do that with no big announcement, you just find that thing or that way that works for you and start to do that consistently. We help people to figure that out and figure it out quicker. But that's where it starts, bringing value, delivering value, and doing it on a consistent basis. And then phase two of the authority bridge process is what we call emerging authority. And that's where you can, you know, continue to do your day job, continue to do that thing that you do and do it well, continue with excellence, but then let your business actually start to emerge. Let your authority start to emerge. And a lot of the folks that we work with, that's coaching or speaking or consulting, and they do that on the side. That's where they can start to make money at doing it and all that stuff and really enjoy it. And then that third phase is what we call independent authority. And that's where people can start to do that full time. And that's all that they do. And not everybody needs to move into phase three, the independent authority. We've got some folks that continue in their day job because they really love that, but they add to that secondary, the coaching, the speaking, the consulting, because they want to have more impact. They want to have more income. They want to leave different kind of legacy, all that kind of stuff. And they stay that way. And that's great. But then some, they absolutely say, hey, this is for me. This is what I was created to do. And then they move into that third phase as well. So those are the three phases of the authority bridge process. But what we always say is we want people functioning in their full authority and in their full identity. And when they do that,
a beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
They're unstoppable.
I'll throw my green Gatorade if I could, Mitch.
I am honored. I saw Gatorade flying. I feel good now.
That's my
I feel
favorite
good.
Kind too, the green apple. And I'm throwing it because I just
I love it.
This has been so amazing. And I'm telling you, I say this to everyone, but it truly is the case. Just I've grown already. You know what I mean? Like, I can't say why anyone else would do what they do. I truly do this because God called me to this. And there's not a day that goes by that I'm not sitting here in awe, like, I'm serious. And I find myself again after this hour, just, you know,
because
individuals would literally pay eons amounts of money, chase you down, hawk you down for this type of information of just genuine growth, transparency, right? Just honesty and humility. And I'm just so humble and grateful to even be able to just have this conversation with you.
Wow. I am honored. And I can tell you that you are an amazing host. And I always say, I am an encourager, but I don't BS people. You are an amazing host. I always, I've gotten to do a lot of these conversations and there are just some amazing hosts along the way, like yourself, where you come in prepared, but you go where the spirit leads. I always love it. Like, I know you're ready. You've done your research, all that stuff. But boy, when the spirit just hits and the conversation just flows, those are the most fun. This has been an absolute blast. I love it.
Thank you so much for that. Now listen. Yeah. So here's the thing. All the listeners of podcasts, y'all know where we're going. So we have to enshrine him into this servant leader family. Okay. So you're already there, but we got to enshrine you into this thing. And the way that we do that is I'm going to end with two questions, right?
Love it.
The first of which will always deal with servant leadership. And the second I'll get to in a minute, which is my favorite, right? So the first question to help enshrine servant leader Mitch Matthews into the servant leader family. For anybody that's listening, okay, that is tugging and trying to figure out just where do I start, right? I know that God has called me to this thing. It keeps tugging at me. When I talk to everyone, they confirm what God has already told me. But for whatever reason, my fear is louder than my faith. What permission do they need to give themselves right now?
This one will be fun. I've never said this one before on a podcast before, but it goes back to Joshua 1:9, and that's permission to touch your feet.
Come on. Come on.
So here's what it is that I do think, and I'm a recovering perfectionist. I'm a recovering worrier. I'm a recovering perfectionist. My tendency is always to wait until it's perfect or to tell myself, once I have the perfect plan or once I know it's going to work out, that's when I'll start. And it's like, you know what, God's not waiting for perfect. God wants to invite us into progress, right? So what I love about that is you pair that up with what we were talking about, specifically Joshua 1:9. Be bold and courageous, for I'll be with you wherever you go. And where I say permission to touch your feet is to whenever you pray, like sometimes when I pray, especially those days, not the days where I'm like feeling at 100 and I'm like ready to run through a brick wall right when I wake up, all that stuff. It's more those days where I'm looking at a schedule or it's at the end of the day where I'm overwhelmed or frustrated or things aren't seeming to go the way I thought. When I say a prayer and God's not waiting for us to pick a lock with perfect words. He's not waiting for us to have, wild levels of faith. But sometimes I reach down and I'll touch my foot. Doesn't matter, right foot, left foot. I'll just touch my foot. And that's such a weird thing, but it's a prophetic act to go, okay, my foot is here. So that means God is with me, right? I'll be with you. Be bold and courageous because I'll be with you wherever your feet go. Okay, my foot's here. God's here. And this is important because as a worrier, you're probably not a worrier, Chelsea, but like if there's any worriers out there, what we tend to do when we worry and big dreamers often are worriers because visioning oftentimes is a skill set that we've developed to dream big, right? To think of big goals. But one of the ditches of being a visionary is we spend time in the future. And what's interesting is that God meets us in this moment, right now. He'll be with us in the future. He was with us in the past. Sometimes we don't quite know where he was at, but boy, you ask him, he'll show you where he was at. But where he meets us is in this moment. So when I reach down and touch my foot, I remember, okay, God's with me in this moment. So God, what do you want me to know? God, right now in this moment, not 2 years down the road, not even 20 minutes down the road, because who knows what's going to be in 20 minutes, but right now in this moment, what do you want me to know? What's something you want me to know? And what's something you want me to do? And when I touch my foot, it just reminds me to be with God in this moment. And he has never let me down. He will always meet me in this moment. Sometimes he gives me something real specific. And sometimes he just hits me with, okay, it's okay. He's just going to meet me right there. And so I say permission to touch your feet and remember that God's with you in this moment.
That is so good. Mitch, I'm going to help you. That's like going to be one of your next I don't know, projects. It's gonna
be, I love it.
It should touch your feet. Watch now. Yep. And when it comes out, you just have to call me. Like,
I'll go see if touchyourfeet.com is available. For I love real. It.
You heard it here first, y'all, on the Serverly Podcast. Touch Your Feet by Mitch Matthews.
I will let you know when that book is available. I will come back and do your podcast.
Yes.
You get a free copy.
Yes. I'm going to just curate this clip right here, and I'm going to save it. I'm going to save
it. I love it.
Get a start.
Yep.
I love it.
So good.
And my favorite one, when I prior to being a mom, I have a 4-year-old, Mitch, and she's everything.
Awesome. She's but awesome.
When we started this podcast, I was not a mom.
Yeah.
So when I always talk about one of the things that helped to center me, much like what you just discussed, which I would call my God is devotional, right?
Yeah.
And my goal was to help myself, much like you, when I was not feeling my best, to remind myself what God is, even when I can't wrap my head around that. And so from the start of my day, from the time I opened my eyes to the end of my day, I would wake up and I would say, God is. And I would do my best to keep going, right? Yep. Because I wanted to know, would I run out? Like, and it was kind of like a push that I could probably say Mitch is and Chelsea is, and there would be a period at some point, right?
Yep, 100%.
But what I learned is that just like we said, we drink from a well that never runs dry.
Yep.
I kept going. Like I would find myself fully ready. And now in the car headed to work, God is. And I'm still going. I get to work.
Yep.
God is until the bell rung and the kids were coming. And there was still more to say. But as my daughter came along, I didn't have time to sit there and write it anymore. Right. Yeah. Sometimes I do, but you know how that goes.
It's harder. Yeah.
And so it became like a mental notation for myself that it's remembering that when I'm tired, God is rest. Right.
Yeah.
When I'm sick, that he's a healer. And so I started to love to ask my servant leaders, you don't get the endless Rolodex that I did. But if I took an imaginary pen and I wrote God is and drew an underline right next to your name. Yeah. How would servant leader Mitch Matthews fill that blank with one word only? God is what to you today?
Friend.
I knew you'd be good.
Friend today. Yep.
I knew you'd be good.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful thing because it closes out all the great things that the servant leader is able to impart. It takes it back down to just how simple, how beautiful, how complex God can be. But then when you ask the servant leader, what is he to you? It's the most profound, just one word. He's my friend. Mitch, I don't even know what to say, man. You are awesome.
Oh, you are too. This is amazing. This is so much fun. My gosh, this is what family reunions is heaven's like, right? Like just be able to be bonded, like woohoo,
Hey, I'm gonna do you like so your good. Friend at a reunion when I see you, man.
We are high fiving big time. Oh, come on,
Chelsea, who's that? It. He knows.
That's right. I'm coming back on your show. We're gonna talk about that book when it's available.
We're gonna talk about touching your feet. Yeah,
it's exactly.
I'm ready, Mitch. Mitch, thank you so much for being here, man. Welcome to the Servant Leader Podcast. It has been such a blessing and such an honor to have you here. If you don't mind, before we get off, I would love to just give a prayer of covering for you and your next.
Well, I would take that. Absolutely. Can we?
Everybody, you know, just give us a moment. Close your eyes if you're not driving. Okay. If you're driving, just go ahead and just be with us in the moment. But Heavenly Father, we thank you right now just for this time. We thank you for your ability to cross paths. We know that it was not by happenstance, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity to meet your servant leader, Mitch. And I ask right now, Lord God, just to give a special prayer of covering, a special prayer of faith and strength as he continues to move to everything that you've called him to. I ask that you bless everything that he touches. Bless those that he leads. Bless those that he coaches, Lord God. Bless his wife and his family, Lord God. But more than anything, Lord, help him to continue to be a light. Help us all to continue to be a light, so that those that may not know you can find you. In your son Jesus' name we'll pray. Amen.
Can I pray for you?
Come on here.
Would that be okay? That would be an honor.
I'm never
doing that day. Let's do it. All right, Lord, you are amazing. You are kind. You are funny. You are generous. Oh, you are so giving, and we love you. Lord, I don't know how you do it, but like, you know, since the dawn of time, you knew that Chelsea and I were going to be talking today, and you'd be like, you're elbowing angels. Like, I set this up. Like, I can't wait. I love it, Lord. I love that our brains don't have to get around how you work. You say, like, your ways are above our ways. Your thoughts are above our thoughts, but you want us to know you. And I just thank you for that. I thank you for being that God, that friend. You're incredible. Lord, I just thank you for Chelsea. And I just ask you to just continue to bless her. Lord, just bless her abundantly. Bless her family. Lord, bless her little girl. Lord, I ask you would just continue to bless her in her work, in her current work. Lord, I just ask you would give her favor wherever she is. Lord, I just ask that you would just pour favor over her, like a Joseph level favor, a Daniel level favor, where she is able to meet with kings and queens and the royalty and whatever that is in her world, Lord, that people would just be curious by her, about her. Lord, they would be drawn to her, the right people, Lord. I just ask that you would bring them. And Lord, I also pray for this next season, whatever this next season is for her, Lord. I just ask that you would just take her to places. You know the longings of her heart, Lord. And I ask that you would open the right doors. Lord, I ask that you would bring the right provision. Lord, I ask that you would take her right up to the blessing line, that line where one step over and it's too much blessing, but right up to that blessing line, Lord, like blow her away, bring provision, bring new ideas, bring the right relationships. Lord, I ask that you would remove any wrong relationships, do it with gracious kindness, Lord. But I just thank you for that. I just thank you for this season and the next season. Lord, I thank you that you are with her. She is truly one that can be bold and courageous because you're with her wherever she goes. Lord, I ask that you would give her a good night's sleep and deep rest. I pray all of this for every listener. I don't think there's any accident that any listener that listened to this, Lord, you say when we bless someone, you say we can take two scoops of that blessing and say, that's for me too. And so we say that, Lord, all this blessing, everything she prayed for me, everything I pray for her, Lord, we just pray that over each and every listener that you brought to this episode. I don't think there's any accident that any one of these listeners listen to this episode. Lord, help them to be refreshed. Help them, Lord, step into all that you've called them to be. We thank you for that. Help us all to be all that you've created us to be. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. And we pray all this in your perfect name. Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Guys, I don't think anything else could be said here. We thank you all for listening, and we're going to see you guys next time.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.